This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Front Row on The Bigger Picture. I'm Juliet Jacobs. Tabula Rasa 2024 choreography, Reset, Reflect, Reimagine is a mixed bill production featuring new contemporary works by five artists: Chai Vivan, Raziman Tarbini, Zulkarnain Zubair, Nadira Rahman, and Indian Manipur guest Surjit Nongmaikapam. With creative production by Imran Shafiq and presented by Ask Dance Company, Tabula Rasa, or Blank Slate, begins with the premise that all humans are born with the ability to realize a multitude of possibilities in creativity. So this production aspires to challenge preconceived ideas about dance, and today on the show I'm going to find out what's in store from the production's artistic director, Professor Dr. Joseph Gonzalez, who is also the artistic director of the Ask Dance Company. Welcome, Joseph. How are you today?
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Juliet. I am very well and very happy to talk to you. It's been a very long time.
It has. And it's so lovely to have you back on the show. So lovely to see you. You haven't aged a day, even though I think I haven't seen you in like 15 years. No, 10 years maybe. It's disgusting,
maybe
Joseph.
10 years.
But yes, you're looking wonderful. And it's really nice to have you back on the show. I think just for anyone who might not remember or who are unfamiliar with Ask Dance Company or ADC, I mean, can you just remind us what it is that you do and also your philosophy?
Yes, Julia, thank you. So Ask Dance Company was formed in 2011 by myself. And I felt at that time, and it really is still a part of my mission, that because we are training dancers professionally, as dancers are trained in the UK or America or Australia, around the globe, they always have a company to go into, where there are opportunities for them to continue their training, work with different artists, develop their artistry, present it in a professional sort of context. Mm. So this is the norm in many of these countries with very established arts programs and arts ecosystems. Unfortunately, after having spent, 15 years or so in Aswara, I felt that while we began to train highly competent dancers, I mean, they were really incredible, and they are incredible, I felt that there weren't enough spaces for them to then have the experience of working in a professional company. Many dancers still work freelance, nothing wrong with it, and they have the opportunity to work with different people, arrange their schedules according to their availability, perhaps. And their aspiration may be slightly different. But because I myself, when I was younger, had the opportunity to work in a professional dance company, first in Malaysia through Kuala Lumpur Dance Theatre, the Federal Academy of Ballet, yeah, and then with the St. Moritz dancers in the 80s. And then, of course, I went to the UK and worked as a dancer there. I felt that dance experience was irreplaceable for me. I think many people might have a different opinion about it, but I thought it was so precious that it really set the dancers from Malaysia who worked within that context onto a completely different platform and a completely different level. So, in the 80s and early 90s, we had people like, Chuti Kwang and Lok Sok Kim, who came to Hong Kong, Lau Ming Yam, Sean Gazi, Unku Vik, Viknendran Sivaling. These are names people in Malaysia may not be familiar with. I mean, they'll be familiar with some of them, surely. But I think that does something to your mindset and gives you that experience that you say, well, I really want more of this, I really want to embrace it in its entirety and then see where I can go from there. So it's a platform that you enjoy for a couple of years and then you move on to other things. So that was the philosophy with which I decided that we need a company for all these amazing dancers that were graduating from Aswara at that time. And so there were also other gaps in Malaysia, for example, that are still valid and I still see. For example, the lack of knowledge of traditional dances within the larger population of Malaysia. People just in Perlis didn't know what people in Sabah were doing, or vice versa. People in Johor didn't know what Kelantanese were doing. And I felt that this platform of having a company could also address that by teaching and educating and sharing and celebrating Malaysia's incredible cultures. So that was the reason that one of our main projects, which is still going on after 13 years, bravo to the team that handles it, Imran, led by Imran Shafiq, that we do Forging Traditions, and we've taught more than 25,000 Malaysians.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so beautiful to see, you know, people embracing art forms. And we are using dance as a tool, as a bridge across communities, across cultures, across, you know, the big divides that we have in Malaysia about race and religion. And dance is a very powerful tool that, you know, that's what I can do. You know, I'm not a politician that can change policies. I don't have that kind of power, but I have something that I think I can bring to Malaysia and Malaysians. So with all those kinds of ideas, we started the company in 2011. And I'm very, very proud to say we are still surviving. We're just surviving, but very happily so.
Yes, but I mean, made it through those awful years of the pandemic as well, isn't it? And I mean,
yes.
And you've been doing so many different things. It's education as well, classes. Yeah. So many things. You want to tell us maybe some milestones or what you think are some of the key achievements the company has reached, you know, throughout these years? I guess like company career highlights.
Yeah, I would say that Forging Traditions, you know, has definitely been a milestone. And thanks so much to Yayasan Saime Darby for supporting that project. We started a new project last year, which was Menempa Tari Tradisi, which is a production that has been supported by Yayasan Hasana. And it's basically the same idea of bringing people together from different genres, different backgrounds, and presenting it as a production and a workshop. Our milestone productions have to be things like Crossing Borders through Bharatanatyam, yeah. Which is the last we did. It was actually in 2017, which had seven dancers not of Indian origin presenting a full-length Bharatanatyam production choreographed by Shankar Kandasamy of Temple of Fine Arts and his team. And that is important. One day, I hope that's not going to be important, you know, that seven dancers who are not Indian doing Bharatanatyam becomes unimportant in the discourse. Fortunately, at this point, it is very important. I think our international productions have been phenomenal. I mean, we participated twice at the Yokohama Dance Collection, which is the most prestigious choreography competition in Asia. It's held in Yokohama, Japan, and we qualified for it twice. And then we brought our work to countries like Korea, Vietnam. We did a phenomenally successful 2 weeks in Hawaii as part of their cultural exchange program. So we work ridiculously hard to present our work internationally, because those productions and are not really funded by anybody but ourselves. And we fundraise. And last year, we took part at the Khajuraho International Dance Festival, the 49th edition, which also had Sutra Dance Theatre on the main stage. But we did the Choreo Lab, which was the first time that they had contemporary dance choreography within this very traditional and classical format. So these are really incredible moments for the company. And many, many of the company dancers graduated on to becoming lecturers in local universities now. So
nice.
They've used that skill, that knowledge, and now they are teachers who have walked the walk. You know, they're just not talking and they're not teaching off a textbook, so mm-hmm. they know what it's like. So I hope the level of education will also exponentially increase
Okay.
Because of their experience. So, yeah, I think it's quite amazing. I mean, looking at what they do and how hard they work, you know, I'm thoroughly in awe of their passion and their energy and so on. So this year we signed a MOU with Taylor's University. And we are the first dance company in Malaysia to do so, partnering with the Actors Studio and also Young KL Singers to be the professional company that will deliver the new Bachelor of Performing Arts.
Awesome.
That's so incredible. I think it's globally, must be one of the first as well.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
So
lots of milestones then. And yeah, you just keep growing and keep expanding. That's wonderful. And
that's the plan.
Okay. And the core group are still, I mean they come and go in that sense. But
yeah, it's come and go, but largely the people who have stayed is Imran, the managing director, Imran Shafiq, and Kimberly Yap, who at the moment is in Europe working with Akram Khan in a development of a new work. So this is amazing. I mean, you know, we come from this, you know, Aswara, where we do all these different kinds of genres. I never realized how valuable it would be. I felt that curriculum was important, but I never actually imagined that the kids would be, you know, doing their Arangay terms. They would be winning ballet competitions. They would be international choreographers and dancers and participating, you know, internationally. We have one of our dancers is now a lecturer at La Salle College of the Arts in Singapore.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, Fairol is doing his own, blazing his own trail. So these are beautiful milestones, I think, for everyone.
Okay.
Joseph, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's really, I mean, congratulations. And, you know, it's a testament to all the hard work that you've put in, because you really, I mean, something you really were passionate and really believed in. And yeah, it's paid off. Well, it's paid off in that sense that, you know,
you've helped
all of these former students. And because it always is quite difficult, right? Once you graduate, then what do you do, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. You see, they have the options of going into Istana Budaya or going into DBKL and JKKN. And, you know, with all respect and all due respect to those companies, but not everybody wants to do that.
Yeah.
But other than do a space dance company, there are very few avenues for people who want to work full time, you know, and that was what I was interested in, you know.
Okay. And now, of course, you've got this upcoming performance, but I'm just going to go, we're just going to go for a very quick break, Joseph. When we come back, let's find out more about Tabula Rasa 2024. I'm speaking today to Professor Dr. Joseph Gonzalez. He is the Artistic Director of Ask Dance Company, or ADC. We are finding out more about the company, but also about the upcoming performance. We'll have more after this quick break. Keep it here on Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89. Welcome back. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture. I'm Julia Jacobs. On the line with me all the way from Hong Kong today is Professor Dr. Joseph Gonzalez. He is the Artistic Director of Ask Dance Company, or ADC. We are talking about, well, the company, but also their upcoming performance called Tabula Rasa 2024, Choreography, Reset, Reflect and Reimagine. So, Joseph, you know, before the break, you were telling us all about, I guess, you know, all the achievements that ADC has achieved, you know, thus far. Now let's talk about this concept. Yeah, Tabula Rasa, which of course means blank slate, right? Talk to me a little bit about, you know, how the idea behind it and how you hope it will challenge all those conventional dance paradigms that we spoke about a bit earlier.
Yes, thank you. I hope we can achieve all the things that we want to achieve through the production. But as I mentioned, a lot of the work that we have done through the company has been steeped in working with traditional Malaysian dancers. We have done big productions like my own Becoming King, Seru, But the last big production of mine was in 2016, and then we did one in 2019 called The Eye Project with Fauzi and Naim choreographing. So we are always participating in other productions where we are invited to stage maybe a 10 minute work for someone. But I thought it was time for us to, you know, re-engage with contemporary dance thought and technique. I think that's very important for how, as a company, we want to project our image, how, as a company, we wish to sell our brand. So our brand must not only be within traditional dances and traditional dance material, but also to look at contemporary work. And I wanted something to also reflect the fact that I have spent 8 years technically away from Malaysia.
Mm-hmm.
So what did I learn in those 8 years? You know, what did I embrace as new ideas within the world of contemporary dance?
Okay.
And that was very, very important. I'm not saying by any means that the work that has been going on in Malaysia has not been groundbreaking or pushing the envelope. You know, there are some phenomenal artists such as Lok Sok Kim and Lee Ren Zin, Marion de Cruz, you know, who constantly challenge these ideas, notions and ideas of what is contemporary dance, what is dance, you know. So in this work, I thought I would like to explore that and to look at resetting, reflecting and reimagining contemporary dance choreography. So I wanted it to be a mixed bill. So I invited some artists, which I thought had been doing, who would be interested to work with ADC. Mm-hmm. That was important. And how they could actually contribute to their own personal development, because they are staging work outside. They are both former dancers of ADC as well. So I wanted that connection. I felt that was important. And so I invited the people that you mentioned, Chai Vivan, Zulkarnain Zubir, Raziman Sarbini, Nadira Rahmat. These are the four Malaysian artists.
Okay.
To explore work and to see what they would like to do. And I gave them, you know, a framework from which to start their exploration. And so Chai Vivan has come up with a piece and a work called The Chef's Experiment.
Mm.
And she has been very interested for some time in looking at the connection between food and human beings, you know.
Nice.
And to look, and of course, you know, Malaysians, we are kind of obsessed with our food.
Just a bit,
so,
yeah.
So she wanted to actually visit that idea and see what we thought of food and, you know, how food affects how we feel and our health and so on. So it's actually, it's a little bit, it's challenging us to really think about what we are putting into our bodies, which I think, well, especially now that I'm 64 this year. So, you know, everybody needs to think about what makes us healthy, you know?
Yeah.
And you can do everything right, but you still don't know what's going to happen to you. So we need to think about this quite seriously.
Okay. I love the title. I love her title. It's Getting Cooked. I mean, there's so much imagery that comes from that alone.
Yes. So, you know, I thought that this was very important. So I invited her. Zulkarnain Zubir is a younger choreographer. He has been with ADC since his graduation. So he is totally passionate about choreography. And last year his work was the one selected for Yokohama Dance Collection.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a lot of potential, this young boy. I mean, I say young, I mean, you know, he's 30. And I guess to me, everybody's young. So, and I call them boys and girls. And I think that's maybe a bit inappropriate, but I'm so used to it. Because in my mind, they're all 18 years old, you know.
Yeah.
So that's, he is doing something I think that's very interesting, to look at what happens when we are the idea of being touched and to be inspired by the sense of touch. So when we go to a dance show, it's usually a visual experience and an auditory experience. So
that's
it's
right.
The sound and the music and the movement that when we use our eyes and our ears to enjoy that. So he is thinking of how can we feel and what can we feel about, and how can we use the sense of touch in this. So it's a little bit like the work of Marina Abramović, the very, very famous performance artist. So I'm really challenging it to be less driven by movement. You know, young people just want to move all the time, you know. Which, of course, is what they're trained to do.
Dear Joseph.
Sometimes it's good for them to also be quiet and sit down and reflect. So that's him.
Okay.
Raziman actually had some really fantastic ideas where we wanted to use the space in a different way, drawing from the metaphors that can be reflected to the game of tug of war, you know?
Okay.
We are having a little bit of challenges with this work because it's a little bit difficult to stage it with the ideas that he wants from in terms of the set, because it's hard to mount something on the floor. We're looking at the strength of the rope, or looking at the strength of how stable it is when it's mounted. So okay. He's working with and seeing whether he can adapt his ideas to what is available. This piece will be good because it's also the first time we are featuring dancers who come from Taylor's University's bachelor's program. So it's part of our, initiative to have this partnership with them.
Great.
So that's exciting. Noura is by Nadira Rahman, and she is a young female choreographer who is working in collaboration with a lighting designer. So the work doesn't only evolve from movement, but it's also how the movement and the light respond to each other. So I think this is a good way to expand the knowledge in choreography, to expand the ideas of choreography. And perhaps the last work of the evening will be, maybe I shouldn't say maybe the most exciting, but I met this choreographer, Surjit Nongme Kapam, who is from Manipur in India, which is northeast of India.
Okay.
And he is such an interesting choreographer and dancer. So when he presented at the festival in India last year in February, I was completely fascinated by the work that he did, and so drawn to him as an artist. His work was very simple, in a sense. He used dancers who were not conventionally trained, like how we imagine our dancers should be. You know, they train in ballet, they train in etc. and so different types of formats, but they're trained in very different ways. And he's doing a work called Dots and Lines, and he wants to look at how he generates movement is also very different. So I thought having Surjit in our first contemporary work that we're doing evening in such a long time is somehow also going to dictate maybe or add on to the directions we are thinking of as a company. So there will be 5 works, and Surjit is our invited guest. So maybe this is something I would like to find funding every year to be able to do, to bring somebody to add on to the work that the local artists are also developing. So this is somewhat an artistic vision for this production, which we hope we'll do either annually or once in 2 years, biannually.
Okay.
This is the idea, to have a more immersive experience of contemporary dance.
Okay. So this is kind of your testing ground a little bit, would you say?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes, absolutely.
And of course, you've got Imran Shafiq, right, as your creative, help doing the creative production. Sorry?
Yeah, my right-hand man.
Your right-hand man. And you want to tell us a little bit about his role, I guess, in the creative production of the performance. How is he collaborating with the choreographers and contributing to that overall vision?
Yeah, very wonderful that you thought of it, Juliet, because Imran is actually on the ground, literally in the studio with them. He's also in the piece as well. But he has a more direct communication with them. I watch their rehearsals through Zoom, and I look at recordings of their rehearsals, and then I give them feedback through typed, a document that they look at. Imran also looks at it, and he gives me and he gives them his opinion as well about, the artistic direction of the piece. So yeah. I think that's very important. So I completely trust where it's coming from. He trusts where I'm coming from. So there's a very open dialogue between us. There is absolutely no hierarchy between, I was his teacher for, decades. So there isn't that.
Nice.
I think it was very important to break down that hierarchy and say, you have to take charge, and he does. You have to give me your honest feedback. My opinion is not the end all and be all of it. And then he does all the stuff that I can't do, which is looking at all the nuts and bolts of the production, which is a ridiculously difficult task. So how he manages all that, I have absolutely no idea, but he does. I mean, he's so on the ball that it's so admirable that somebody who is 30, 31 is doing all this, you know. So,
well, he had a fabulous teacher and mentor. So there you go.
Thank you.
No need to
and
be
Kimberly
modest.
Too, you know. So I don't want to sound biased, but all the students who have come through in dancers, who have come through the days of Aswara and then in ADC, who have gone on to do incredible things. I mean, I don't want to take ownership of what they have done. I really don't. I have to respect the amount of effort that they have put in themselves,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that is imperative, I think, in the way that I look at their journey.
Yeah.
It's really awful to have somebody to hang, over your shoulder and say, well, I told you that.
Didn't mean that. I just said a good example.
No. Yeah. Totally. I totally agree with you. And I thank you so much for acknowledging that.
Yeah.
But this is really truthfully also a testament to how they respond to the teaching.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would, is very important to me, and I am incredibly proud of them.
Okay.
But I also think that they must make their own way, right?
Yeah, Julie? Of course. But for you, again, I just want to go back to you, being in Hong Kong and, watching these Zoom recordings. I mean, that must be very challenging for you as well, right? I mean, you're trying to push so many boundaries through this choreography, innovation,
yeah.
exploration, all sorts of conceptual growth. How has that been for you as well?
A lot of it, I have to be very grateful to the time that we spent on Zoom during the COVID times, right? So watching and responding and giving feedback during COVID was imperative to
training,
the continuous growth of APA,
Okay.
So I learned so much in that period of time of, what works, what doesn't work, how to pay attention, how to reduce the amount of time we spend on Zoom so that there's no fatigue. And I've become quite good at it, to actually respond to all these things. So, for a person of the older generation I guess I'm the older generation now. When the words came out of my mouth, I'm like, oh my God. Well, but I think it's very critical to be really conversant with the technology and the new languages that young people are speaking.
Mm-hmm.
So that has trained me very, very, very well. Okay. I mean, I don't like it. I'd much rather be on
the
studio, But I'm very used to juggling a lot of different things. It's something I don't know whether I've always done it, but I've done it for a very long time.
Okay. So, you're doing a wonderful job, as I've said before. But, for this performance, of course, for audiences who are coming, it's going to be an interesting mixed bill of contemporary works, but with traditional elements as well here and there, I'm sure, mixed into it. I guess, for anyone who's coming, what do you hope or how do you hope that they will engage with the performance's themes, especially, things like self-discovery, creativity? How do you hope it will, make an impression on them?
Yeah. I really think it's important for me that the audience embraces dance in sort of a different way, I think this is still a huge challenge in Malaysia. I think, how do we grow the audience in Malaysia? How do we give them different dance experiences? And the people I've mentioned earlier, for example, Marion de Cruz or Lok Sok Kim, or Lee Ren Zin of the younger generation, they have been doing work consistently over the years where they have been pushing boundaries,
Yeah.
Perhaps we haven't done enough within the company to do so. And I think it's important. So I want people to, and I really hope they come in droves. I know it's very, very challenging. It's a small company. And it's hard to get people to come to performances where they're not quite sure what they're going to get, mm-hmm. you know. So mm-hmm. it's a whole evening out. It's a little bit of an investment of the money as well. But I'm hoping that they take away ideas about how dance can be experienced and the diversity and the range with which dance can be viewed, enjoyed, and experienced. And perhaps they would think, now what can I do as a person who works in a bank or a person who's a doctor or a person who's a lawyer or a person who works in a whatever, you know, whatever they do, that there is an element of creativity within me mm-hmm. that I would like to explore. How I explore it, whether I want to write a poem or whether I want to go and, you know, do some movement class, whether I want to do some creative expression. I hope it encourages them to do it and ask, what does movement mean? What does dance mean? You know, I think that's very important as well.
Okay. Well, you know, they will get a chance to do that because Tabula Rasa is running from the 26th till the 28th of April. It's happening at the Black Box in the Damansara Performing Arts Centre, or DPAC, which is in Empire Damansara, Selangor. Showtime yeah. is 8:30 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, and also 3 p.m. on Saturday as well. And Sunday, tickets are priced at 68 ringgit, really, really reasonable for yeah. regular tickets, and 38 ringgit for students, which you can purchase at cloudjoy.com. That's cloudjoy.com. Joseph, thank you so much for joining.
Oh, thank you for having me, Juliet.
No, it's so nice seeing you again. I was speaking to Professor Dr. Joseph Gonzalez, the Artistic Director of Ask Dance Company, or ADC. We were talking about Tabula Rasa 2024 Choreography Reset, Reflect and Reimagine. If you'd like to find out more about the company, you can always head to their website. So that's askdancecompany.com, askdancecompany.com. But if you miss any part of our conversation today, you can always search for the podcast at bfm.my/front-row. You can also find it on the BFM app. This has been Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.